Devotionals just in time. Psalms chapter 56 verse 3. Overcome the fear. Have you ever been afraid? I don't know, maybe afraid to die, afraid of an illness, afraid of going into a crisis, afraid of losing everything, suddenly afraid of being alone. Fear is something natural within what we constantly live today, but it is not something in which we should take refuge. It is normal to feel fear at some moments. In fact, fear can occur in our life due to some imminent danger, and recognizing that imminent danger can make us not to make certain decisions and stay still better. Right? The problem is when fear takes hold of us and leads us to the point of going backwards, which leads us to make certain mistakes, to make certain wrong decisions, to miss certain opportunities, to carry blame, and many times to paralyze ourselves in the face of circumstances that require for us to make a decision or to take the next step. So fear can be a silent enemy, the greatest strategy of darkness today, so that you can understand it. Of everything that is happening in our environment is fear. When a person suffers from a disease such as COVID-19, and then they send him to a place where he will be isolated from everybody else to avoid him to contaminate others, the first thing that comes to mind are bad thoughts. When he begins to feel sick and starts showing some symptoms of the disease, thoughts begin to play tricks on him and he begins to weaken much more. Fear makes the defenses go down and the person feels defeated without even having started the battle. Many today, whenever they hear about a disease, the first thing that comes to their heart and mind is fear, anguish. This makes them stop doing what they used to do, and they begin to think that everything is over. Fear is a silent enemy and very dangerous. It is not bad to feel fear. The real problem is to take refuge in it. To use fear as a refuge is not the right thing. We will not be able to conquer fear, no matter how much we want. It is right there where we need divine intervention, where we need help from the one who overcame death and rose again, the one who told us as an advice at some point that in the world we would have afflictions, but who later said, trust me, I have conquered the world. Have confidence, have faith, because I have already conquered the war. In other words, if you trust me, you will not be alone. I will advise you. I will show you which is the way that you must follow. In the middle of illness, anguish, hardship, even in the middle of good times, I will give you the best advice as to how to go through. And in this way, just as I conquered, you will conquer as well. Fear is going to visit our lives. But what to do when fear comes? I am telling you, it is one of the greatest strategies of darkness today. To submit ourselves, to not let us enjoy a life in abundance, to steal our freedom that we got through Jesus, and then worrying all the times. Another great advice the Bible gives us is, do not be anxious at all, but let God know your needs. When we are afraid, many times we are going to worry. Fear brings anxiety. Fear produces paralysis. Yes, it paralyzes you. Fear does not let you think well. It produces uncertainty. Have you ever been uncertain? What is uncertain, Pastor? Well, simply whenever you wonder about tomorrow or who are my children going to stay with, what security will I have? We began to have that feeling of lack of security and we enter a tremendous crisis of faith. In order to stop trusting, and we lose confidence. Fear is generated by an absence of trust and dependence of God. While we depend on God, we will be calm and strengthened. But if we do not depend on God, but depend on ourselves, we will have an absence of trust in God, and most likely we will be afraid and full of tears. This will lead us to go backwards, to miss opportunities and to remain still. Like the one who says, it is better the bad we know than the good to be known. and then we prefer to stay in a passive state. We don't risk anything. We don't take the next step because I prefer to stay in the boat where I know that at some point it will reach somewhere than getting off and walk towards Jesus walking on the water. I hope I am making myself clear. David has a solution every time fear visited him. And boy, could he have enough arguments to be afraid. Being king of Israel, many persecuted him. Many rose up against him. And before he was king, he was persecuted to be killed. He had an enemy named Saul, who did not even care about him. But because of what God had given David, Saul was envious and rose up against David to the point that he had an entire army, the entire army of Israel, to capture David and kill him. Tell me if whenever you find out that someone is threatening you and is looking for you to kill you, you don't feel fear. Now imagine David, many enemies around him. However, many of the psalms that David writes, he writes inspired by the trust he has had in God. Knowing God in secret led him to a complete dependence on him in the middle of the complicated circumstances of life, to the point that, for example, he wrote, "Even when an entire army is camping against me, my heart will not fear. Even if war is raised against me, I will be confident." I like a simple verse that I want to give you today, so that whenever fear visits your life, whenever fear visits your house, you can declare it. Psalms chapter 56, verse 3. Repeat with me. Are you ready? Repeat it with me. "But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." How wonderful! A few simple words is that if you read all Psalm chapter 56, it is talking about those who slander. It is talking about his enemies. It is talking about the strong crisis that David was going through. But then he declared, "But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in God." Psalm 91, that you have not been able to hear, declare a great truth. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to Jehovah, my hope and my castle, my God in whom I will trust." The only way to overcome fear is not in our own strength, nor by trusting in what we have learned from life, nor in what we know. I don't know. The best way is by trusting in God. Second, let His love surround you. Third, know Him. Who is God for you? The concept you have of God will define the degree of trust that you are going to live. In the middle of complicated circumstances, trust is a product of knowing. That is a continuous relationship and communion, knowing constantly and deeply who God is. And what we receive from Him will strengthen that trust and will break with that feeling that fear produces. That makes you forget or makes you doubt who is God and what you are to Him. That is why, my beloved friends, I want to remind you of this word. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in Him." From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible always uses God's advice for men. Do not fear. Do not fear. Today I come to tell you, do not be afraid. Yes, perhaps the world is giving you all the arguments to fill you with fear. You can have all the arguments to run away. You can have all the arguments to leave everything thrown away. But God is telling you, today, do not fear. I am with you. Do not run to make quick decisions. Do not let fear lead you, nor drive you to abandon what God promised He was going to do with you. God has not finished yet, my beloved friend. Know Him. Some people say, "Pastor, I am afraid. I don't know what is going to come tomorrow." And they attend the church. They are Christians. And the first thing I ask them is, how much do you know God? Knowing God is not saying I believe in Him. It's not enough to say I believe in God. In fact, faith is not based only on saying I believe. It contains much more. It speaks of trust, obedience, fidelity. But after I talk about it, so that we can understand what faith really is. So my dear friends, knowing God is important. To know someone, you have to study about him. You have to dedicate time to him. You have to be willing and available for that person. How many hours in the week? How much do you read the Bible in the week? How much do you feed on God? How many sermons do you hear? How many messages do you meditate on the Lord? If your week is full of stories, movies, gossip, but not full of the promises of God, it will be very difficult that you can trust. And fear will turn into that night terror or that arrow that flies by day and will lead you to think you will fall into them and that you will not have an escape. But when you know who God is, you feed on him. It is wonderful. You know why? Because you will be able to say like David, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How do we respond? This is the result of our trusting him. Are you going to be afraid and take refuge in fear? Or are you going to trust the Lord and take refuge in him? Accept Christ in your heart and take the time to read this word, to pray. Be full of God. Get discipled. Know him. Affirm your steps. Then, when fear visits your life, you will save, as David said, when I am afraid, when I feel fear, I put all my trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Simple, but necessary to make us see the reality, the true reality. What comes from you, you are our help. You are the one who helps us in the middle of every circumstance. Lord, to depend on you is a blessing because we are no longer going to depend on our own strengths that may fail us. But it is you who hold us. You defeated death, Lord, and you make us more than winners. Father, it's my prayer with all of those who are in the middle of a crisis today and are feeling scared. In the name of Jesus, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding and surround them with your love. Because your word says, perfect love casts out all fear. It is your love that brings freedom and makes us calm, like a father when he hugs his little one, when he hugs his child, and that child knows that everything will be fine. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. A hug. Blessings.